Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Tuesday, the 12th of May at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the wellness retailer Holland & Barrett, and we'll be looking at the chemical sector and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that there is no evidence of excess profits being made in the Irish energy sector, according to the regulator. It said our high energy costs are being driven by high wholesale gas costs and network charges, but a report published by the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, the CRU, did concede more work needed to be carried out on profits being made in what it said were particular sectors of the electricity and gas markets in the state. It comes as the Irish Independent was the first to reveal last week that Ireland was now the highest electricity prices in the European Union. Prices here are around 40% higher than the average in the EU, which means households are paying €480 a year more for electricity than the European average. Charlie Taylor in the Business Post reports that the owners of Cartrawler, the Irish travel tech company, are reportedly in talks with Expedia over a possible acquisition. Tower Brook Capital Partners, which has long been rumoured to be looking to offload Cartrawler, reportedly met with representatives from Expedia and Evercore, an investment bank in Dublin, last week. Expedia, which owns a large portfolio of travel booking sites, including Hotels.com, Trivago and Ortiz, has been on the acquisition trail of late, spending $237 million in the first quarter alone, led by a deal for Tickets, a Dutch online booking platform. And Emer Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that the Irish retail giant Primark has opened a new landmark store at Herald Square in Manhattan. Since opening its first US store in Boston in 2015, Primark has grown to 40 locations in 13 states. The launch of its latest flagship store in the fashion capital follows the retailer's expansions in Florida, Texas, and Illinois. The store also joins Primark's New York locations as the 11th in that state.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan, and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.